The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the Nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
Well, good evening, everyone. Jared Sluppy with you as we get ready for day number three of the TBL tournament. Got the band going right behind me as they have Washington County and Donovan West here in the semifinal match. Clifton Clyde fell by a final score of 49-32 to Hanover, and Hanover is headed to the championship, as I'll turn my mic up here to let you hear me a little bit better. And we should be good to go. As we had we have a lot of media here, so I had to kind of scramble to get up here, but we are ready to go. This should be a really good one. Washington County played really good all the way up to where we are. In the first round, they defeated Axel 51-30, and then they defeated the number two-seeded Frankfort 50-41. That game was right here on KMZA a few days ago. That was a really good one. It was especially good for the bigs for this the Tigers team. A couple of girls, Ella DeCine and Addison Gakel, they were able to pretty much do whatever they wanted down low. And Bree and Allie Boykin, the two guards, were fantastic, as well as Jesse Hoover. And those are your starters for Washington County. So it's Bree Boykin, Allie Boykin, Jesse Hoover, Addison Gakel, and Ella DeCine. And as for Donovan West, they have Tyra Johnson, Claire Cole, Allie Foster, Brenna Eady, Melena Wettstein, and Avery Weathersby. Washington County trying to possibly be a 10 seed going to the championship game, and what a story that would be. It's definitely possible. We'll see if things can go their way here this evening in front of their home crowd here in Washington. All right, let's go ahead and step aside for 60 seconds. We'll come back with tip-off here on 92.1 KMZA.
Three, two, one.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley Internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been a leader in the manufacturing of high-quality cabinets and doors since 1989. They're always looking to add quality employees to their current dedicated staff. If you'd like to explore the benefits and job opportunities available, go to their website, cookandcompany.com. Many benefits are offered, and there's always room for workers that have a high appreciation for producing quality. American-made products. Go to cookandcompany.com to find out more. Cook & Company. Manufacturing doors and cabinets in Seneca and Hiawatha.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
All right, here we go with the tip. Washington County, they are technically the away team. They're in their black on blacks. As for Donovan West, they are on their white on whites. Donovan West, the three seed. Their quest here, they got the first round bye. Then they defeated Centralia 50-41. It's the only game they played in the tournament so far. It's Washington County who wins the tip, and we are underway. Semifinal round, TBL Girls Tournament 2023. High post catch, drive right side is Gakel. She'll kick it out to Bree Boykin at the top of the key. Here is Allie Boykin. Now to Hoover. She'll fire away a three. Near side wing is off the mark this time, and a long rebound goes into the hands of Melena Wettstein. Football pass up ahead to Claire Cole, and it's deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with the Mustangs. Got a great one here for you tonight. Hope you stay tuned. Thanks to all our sponsors. We'll get to those here in just a little bit. Here's a three-pointer on the inbound by Brenna Eady. Brenna Eady, the sharp-shooting guard for the Donovan West team. Seen her play a bunch this year, and boy, she can really shoot it from the high post. A drive to the right side by Gakel. She kick it out. Three ball from Bree Boykin trying to respond. That's off the right side. No good. Tipped up in the air. And rebound from the top of the key. Here's Hoover on the drive. Off the backboard is good. And Washington County able to respond to the 5'7 guard for Washington County. Top of the key, here's Eady. Give it to the near side to Cole. Now into the corner. Get back out of there. Eady, nice crossover dribble to Cole. Looking to Wettstein, is working the post. Can't find her. Amy Weathersby in the post. Driving kick. Nice dump off. And off the backboard and good for Avery Weathersby. From Brenna Eady. So the senior forward for Dunnifin West on the board. The Mustangs lead 5-2 early. Coming off the screen to make the catch. Top of the key is Esteen. She gives it to the far side. And Boykin is the down low to Gakel. Gakel, she makes it from straight away. Got tip for tat here so far. Good offense from both teams. And back the other way. Weathersby gets a pass from Wettstein and she lays it in. It's 7-4 already. We are 2 minutes into this one. Crossover dribble by Boykin. It's almost thrown away by Edie and she tied her up. It's a jump ball. Fantastic defense from the Dunnifin West sophomore guard, Brenna Eady. She'll receive the inbound pass as we are right at 6 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Far side wing catch for Wettstein. Now back to Eady. Dribbles to the near side wing. Find the back dribble. Wettstein cuts in the lane. Runner rattles home. And Melina Wettstein, the junior, with a nice touch. Off the right side of the rim and fell back to the left side and through. Here stepping into the three is Jesse Hoover. She can't get that one to go and rebound for Weathersby. The senior pushes it up ahead to Claire Cole, the other senior. And she tried to dish it off, but couldn't find Kyra Johnson cutting in the paint, so they'll give it to Edie to the top of the key. Good experience on this Dunnifin West roster. Trio seniors, all starters. In the corner is Cole. As Washington County is in a 2-3 zone. Nice pass to Weathersby down low from Kyra Johnson, and she finishes again. Weathersby with 6 already. And it's 11-4. Crossover dribble from Allie Boykin. Stops top of the key into the corner. Driving baseline. Gakel out of room. She'll give it up. There's Bree Boykin. Nice dump off pass down low to the far block, but no good by the scene. And a rebound from Kyra Johnson. Washington County, the 10 seed mentioned, and here's another lob down to Weathersby. She'll go to work again, kick up top of the key into the corner near side. Driving to the middle, shot up off the glass, good by Claire Cole. I thought there was Washington County, a 10 seed. Usually with these Cinderella teams, the longer wait in between games, the less of an advantage it is for them. Usually when the games are all strung together, you can get some momentum. If the ball is deflected out of bounds, they'll stay with the Tigers. What I'm trying to say is, if the games were all strung back to back to back, which they were at the start, that's how it's one of the many reasons why Washington County was able to rattle off those wins. But since there's a few days in between here, we'll see if maybe they come back down to earth as they trail 13-4 with 4:16 left to go in the first quarter. Driving right side and getting stripped. Edie with the strip. Taken away from Gakel. Going the other way is Lena Leatherman. First person off the bench for either team. Edie on the run. Is foul going up. She'll get some free throws here. Winner of this one will take on the number one seed, Hanover, in the championship game. That will be tomorrow at 6 o'clock right here in the primary gym. First free throw for Edie on the way is good. First free throw attempt of our contest. 4 points now for the sophomore point guard, Brenna Eady. That foul was against Allie Boykin, her first of the game. First for either team as well. Second one rattles out, no good. And the rebound lost out of bounds. The scene had it, but she dropped it out of bounds. So D. West will get the ball underneath the basket with 4:01 left to go. First quarter up 14-4. And a lob to Weathersby, and that is undercut and tipped by Deceen and stolen away by Gakel. Pushing it up ahead to Boykin. Pass down low to Deceen. It's deflected out of bounds. And the pass was maybe a little bit too quick as Weathersby got a hand on it. Bree Boykin had a lane to drive if she wanted it, but instead she tried to pass it down low, force it in there, and it was deflected out nicely by the senior forward, Avery Weathersby, for Dunnifin West. Here's the inbound to Gakel. She pulls up. She's blocked by Katie Johnson, a sophomore, and she's fouled. So two free throws for Addison Gakel, the 5'7 sophomore forward for Washington County. First team foul for D. West. High arcing free throw, rattles out, no good. That ball went about 5 or 6 feet above the backboard. There goes again. Iarker off the backboard and creams through for the free throw. It's 14-5. T-West trying to respond. Edie attacks middle, but she's stopped by a pair of Tigers. Leatherman dribbles the far side wing. Back to Edie, top of the key. Weathersby working in the interior. Edie Johnson on the near side corner. She'll get a look that way. Claire Cole doesn't pass to her. Edie fires for three. No good. Far side wing. Offensive rebound. Weathersby underneath the basket. She's in trouble. Trying to kick it to somebody, but it's through a couple of Mustangs and out of bounds. Turnover to Washington County. A big time stop there. As Tyra Johnson checking back into the game. Sister Katie will stay in the game. And Lena Leatherman will go to the bench. Going to the right side is Allie Boykin. High post catch for Destine. Goes to her right. Kicks in the corner. This is to Gakel. Gakel in trouble. Tries to pass. It's deflected, but finds the hands of Hoover. Right about the straightaway three, but Allie Boykin drives right side on the runner. No good. And rebound by Weathersby. Trying to push it. Edie has numbers. Right side. And she floats it up. That was no good. Katie Johnson gets blocked from behind on the putback. It goes out of bounds and will stay with Jonathan West. 2:57 left to go. First quarter, 14-5. T-West leading Washington County. Semifinal TBL tournament on the girls' side. Boys' tournament will resume tomorrow. Clifton Clyde and Axtell, 6 o'clock. That game will be right here on KMZA. Following that is Blue Valley versus Hanover. In the corner, three ball on the way. That one a little bit too strong by Wettstein. Offensive rebound off the glass and good for Kyra Johnson. It's 16-5. Now a turnover pushing the ball up as it was Bree Boykin who turned it over and turning it right back over on the fast break is D. West. That would have been quite the little series of events there if D. West would have been able to score. They have a pretty sizable lead as the Mustangs continue their press. This worked last possession. They're able to break it. Nice bounce pass. Shot up on the glass. Good by Gassine. In the pass, coming from Sarah Portnier, who's in the game for the first time. So Gassine with her first basket of the game. It's 16-7. Wettstein gives it to Edie from the top of the key. Goes to her left. Middle has the lane to drive, but stripped from the middle and stolen away. And turning it up the floor is Boykin, and she gets the ball stripped by Kyra Johnson. It's out of bounds. Last touch by Allie Boykin. So it'll stay with D. West here. Both teams turning it over. 2:17 left to go, first quarter. 16-7. 3-seed Donovan West leading the 10-seed Washington County. Near side corner, driving middle is Kyra Johnson. She stops, so she gives up to Edie. Now from the left side is Claire Cole. She'll give back to Edie. Now right back to Cole. Wettstein working the far side corner. Weathersby the interior. Looking for her. Another bounce pass into the high post. Weathersby drives, kicks. Wettstein, three-pointer, far side corner. A little bit short. Long rebound for Allie Boykin. Allie pass, nobody there. Eventually, the team's able to come and get it. Hoover has it from far side corner for Bree Boykin. The senior drives baseline side and stopped at the block. Puts up a tough shot. No good off the glass. Tough angle. Rebound for Kyra Johnson. Almost had it stripped from behind. She gives it up. Wettstein now has a lane to drive. And now a reach-in call against Allie Boykin. That is going to be her second personal foul and the second team foul as well. And she will go ahead and stay in the game, it looks like. They're actually going to take Portnier, bring Portnier back to the bench as Gakel checks back in. Also, Lena Leatherman checking in for Brenna Edie, giving her a break. Nice up fake. Claire Cole, one dribble, shot up no good, 18 feet, and now a foul on the rebound as that shot was off the mark a little too strong. Foul go against Donovan West, their second team foul. That one's going to go against Wettstein. That is going to be her first. The other was committed by Katie Johnson. 1:30 now left to go, first quarter. Still 16-7 D West. Here is Allie Boykin. She stops near side wing, cross court pass to her sister, Bree Boykin. Right back to her. Actually, twins as well. Bree to the far side corner. Gakel gives it to Hoover, now to the near side. Allie Boykin's going to fire a three. That one's a little bit short. And a rebound for Tyra Johnson. Still with the push. All the way up ahead to Claire Cole. Underneath the basket. Nice catch shot about the glass. Left it short. It was a good try, but Destine comes down with a rebound for Washington County. Now 1 minute out left to go. Fast-paced, high-scoring first quarter here from Washington County. Boykin to Boykin. Allie gives it near side corner to Hoover. Lob down low. It's too high for her target. and trying to get the steal was Weathersby. She couldn't handle it. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Washington County with 46.4 seconds left. Stack formation from the far side elbow for the Tigers. Inbound to the near side elbow. So Allie Boykin, her pass is too high for Gakel, and he goes out of bounds. 43.6 left. Checking in now for Washington County is Kirsten Tholstrup, the 5'4 junior guard. She will check in for Bree Boykin. Weatherman, pass high post for Weathersby. Turns and surveys, and she had it hooked free momentarily. Kicks it out. Kyra Johnson all alone for three. That one is good. Kyra Johnson now has 5 points. And now the ball is stripped away from Allie Boykin. Going back the other way. Pass too high. Stolen right back by the Tigers. Pass deflected to get it out of the corner from Washington County. It's deflected out of bounds. And the Tigers going to have to go the full length of the court with 19.8 seconds left, down 19-7. Pass to midcourt to Gakel. Gives it to the far side to Tholstrup. On the run, she dribbles to the corner. Gives it up to Hoover. She'll fire away three from the far side wing. That will rouse out. Offensive rebound by Gakel. Can't get the layup to go. And now rebound by Lena Leatherman. The U.S. guard brings it up with 5 seconds left. Cole, 3 seconds. Top of the key, firing away three. And the buzzer for Johnson. Off the right side, no good. And that's how the first quarter comes to a close. 19-7 in favor of the U.S. will step aside for 60 seconds here at 92.1 KMZA.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Save 15 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the Sinclair DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 15 cents off per gallon using your Sinclair card linked to your DinoPay app, or save 5 cents a gallon with any card. Find all the details and start saving at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
Kansaland Radio.
19-7, Donovan West leading Washington County here from Washington County High School. Semifinal round TVL tournament. It's brought to you by M&R Auto Parts, Smooth Valley Technologies, Cook & Co., and Wanklin Oil Company. Thanks to all of our amazing sponsors for making this tournament broadcast possible. Just day two of our coverage. Got two more to go tomorrow, and then on Saturday, of course, to wrap all the action up. Tigers get the ball out of the break, down by 12. In trouble is Allie Boykin trying to pass it, and it's tipped away out of bounds by Wettstein. And I think it's the last touch by Gakel. So a turnover right out of the gate. Good defense from the Mustangs, kind of in the story of this first quarter. Gave them a few baskets at the beginning of the quarter, but since then, the U.S. defense has really taken over here. Far side wing for Claire Cole. Dribbles, bounce pass to Brennan Eady. Has the lane of drive in the middle. Kicks it off to Johnson, drives baseline, shot going from the near side, Kyra Johnson. She has 7, she now leads the team in scoring. Avery Weathersby has 6, and Brennan Eady has 4. As for Washington County, Addison Gakel has 3. Here's a pass that's too wide for Gakel on the near side wing. It's out of bounds. Turnover from Allie Boykin, the 5'5 senior guard. And D. West, another opportunity to continue to expand their lead, which already sits at 14. High post catch for Weathersby. And whistle and a travel. Dunkled her feet as soon as she caught the ball, so Tigers will get the ball. 7:20 left to go, second quarter. 21-7, D. West leading Washington County. Here's Hoover, her pass deflected, but finds the hands of Gakel. Now back to Hoover on a give and go, whistle blocking foul. Shot up no good, but it's going to be on the floor as Claire Cole tried to take a charge. And that'll be her first personal, team foul number 3. Hoover to inbound, box formation. Screen's going upward to the elbow, rolling off of it, making the catch is Gakel. Driving, pulling up, and that one way off the high portion of the backboard. Rebound Weathersby. She'll try to make a full court pass up ahead, deflected out of bounds. Nice hands by Bree Boykin trying to find Claire Cole. Excuse me, Kyra Johnson streak up the sideline, and it will stay with the Mustangs near side from the wing out of bounds. Cole's open in the corner, and didn't realize that she was wide open. She could have shot if she wanted to. Now a travel for Edie. She drove to the right side. She was kind of caught in no man's land. Nobody was really open. She was all alone and wasn't able to do anything. She accidentally took an extra step. Ali Boykin trying to make an entry pass. It's too high. Again, kind of been a theme here for these Washington County guards throwing their passes just a little bit too high. Maybe the adrenaline getting to them just a little bit too much here. And another turnover from the Tigers. It's 21-7. D. West leading Washington County for the right to play Hanover in the championship game on Saturday night. One dribble by Cole. Gives it to Edie. Thought about pulling up. Now gives it right back to Cole. Right back to Edie. On the right side, stumbled a little bit. Now a foul on the floor, I believe, on the Tigers. Yes, it is. And that will be against, that against Allie Boykin? That is going to be her third personal foul. So with 6:36 left to go in the second quarter, she will go to the bench with three personal fouls. And back in the game is Kirsten Tholstrup, the team that goes about seven deep. So big blow for the Tigers. Kick it out to Cole from Weathersby. She'll get it right back. She'll drive middle. Pull up 13 footer. No good. Halfway down and popping out. Rebound Jesse Hoover, the 5'7 sophomore guard for the Tigers. Here's a pull up jumper. Long two on the way by Tholstrup. No good. Ball tipped up. And loose ball picked up by Kyra Johnson. Full court pass up ahead to Edie. She can handle it. She does make the catch before it goes out of bounds. Here's Weathersby after the handoff and she's fouled going up. And they'll go to the free throw line. That foul will go against Bree Boykin, so all four of the fouls have been against the Boykin twins. So Avery Weathersby to the free throw line for the first time tonight. First one is up and left it short a little bit off the front end, went backwards. And now a timeout is called by Washington County, so we'll take it with them. Step aside for 50 seconds here at 92.1 KMZA.
Get a great deal on Wick's Premium Filters from Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia. Their big sale kicks off January 23rd. Save up to 72% off Wick's filters. And many other ag-related products are on sale, too. So stop in for all ag parts and repairs. And don't forget, Monday, January 23rd is the kickoff for their big Wick's filter sale. At Elmer's Repair and Supply, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist in Centralia, give them a call at 785-857-3248 or go online to elmersrepair.com.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
KMZA.
Free throw was no good, and on a run out, Washington County missed a layup, and now a turnover against Katie Johnson as she tried to bring it up the court after the miss. So Washington County gets the ball near sideline. 5:54 left to go, second quarter, 21-7, Donovan West leading Washington County, CDL Tournament Semifinals. Glad you joined us. Brought to you by Elmo's Repair, First National Bank Frankfort, and Highland Community College. Three-pointer straight away, no good off the left side. By Hoover, long rebound from Dessine, excuse me. Tholstrup from straight away, drives to the right, kicks it out. Hoover now lobs down low. Dessine, nice pass, but it's blocked by Katie Johnson. And now a foul against the Tigers on the rebound. I think it's going to go against Dessine. And it is. They'll be here first. Edie once again bringing it up for the Mustangs. Go to the near side with Claire Cole. Weathersby continuing to work that post. She's been having a field day down there so far. Nice dish to her. Shut up about the glasses. Good for Kyra Johnson. A beautiful pass. Weathersby now with eight. With the Mustangs guards being able to feed it to her at the right time. Not turning the ball over. The high post catch. Shot off the glass. No good by Bree Boykin. And rebound D. West. They're looking to push it again. Claire Cole stops. Pops. That was too strong that time, and Hoover on the rebound. Now they're looking to push. 2-on-1. And Tholstrup lost the handle of it. She gets it back before dribbling out of bounds. This is a high post, far side. Three-pointer on the way for Bree Boykin, and that one left short again. Now a rebound by Sarah Cole. And again, the Mustangs are going to push the pace. 23-7, the U.S. Cole from the near side wing stops, now gives it up to Kyra Johnson. Cross-court pass, near side corner to Edie. Goes in a nice crossover dribble, bounce pass, far side short corner, long jumper for Katie Johnson, too strong. On a 15-footer, now a jump ball on the rebound. Possession arrow, Donovan West. Elena Wittstein, Lena Leatherman checking back in for Kyra Johnson and Claire Cole. Lob up to Weathersby on the inbound. Didn't work last time, works this time. And now it's the shot that's blocked by Hoover. Hoover, 5'7", getting the block on the forward. Now she's blocked by Weathersby. So going back and forth. She'll get another chance. And this one's blocked by Wittstein. So Hoover gets a block on one side, and she gets blocked twice on the other side. Leatherman brings it up. Open three straight away for Wittstein. It rattles, spins around the rim. No good. And a rebound from Gakel. Points have kind of slowed down a little bit here in the third quarter. Washington County still looking for their first basket of this second quarter. 3:46 remaining. Dessine hands it off. Bree Boykin drives corner. Nice dish to Dessine. Near side block. Working on Weathersby, and it lost it. Weathersby with a steal. Senior forward gives it up to Edie. Far side corner. Leatherman in trouble, and now a traveling call against Lena Leatherman. Picked up her pivot foot, trying to get a couple extra inches of reach to get the pass out of there. She was operating the corner. Good defense from the Tigers. So it is Hoover, Jesse Hoover, the 5'7 sophomore, bringing it up. Gives up a dribble at the half-court circle. Now gives it to Gakel. 5'7 sophomore forward. Dribbles to her right. Stops. Passes. Intercepted by Kyra Johnson. Trying to go to the opposite block to Hoover. Always a dangerous pass. And she'll hand it back to Melina Wettstein. And she'll operate the offense. Short corner pass to Cole from the near side. Pick open three from Wettstein. And they'll get off the right side. Long rebound, Kyra Johnson. Nice dish to Claire Cole. Cutting across the middle. Can't get the shot to go. And a rebound by Hoover. So the shots have stopped falling for Donovan West now. And bringing it up, Wettstein bumping the whole way. Bree Boykin, who is bringing it up, and she picks up the personal. And I believe... Oh, I think they're actually going to say that was on Kyra Johnson, and that's going to be her first. Team foul number four. We had a Mustang tying her shoe. Looks like we're ready to get back underway. Gakel will hand it back to the half-court circle where Jesse Hoover will work from. Go to the near side wing for Tholstra. Gakel working the interior from the near side block. She'll give it up, bounce pass. And long three on the way, no good by Hoover, but an offensive rebound by Tholstra. Tholstra had it poked away. It was deflected and will stay with Washington County with 2:29 left. Fortnier is also back in the game for the Tigers, so the two players off the bench that we've seen today are both in at the moment. And screen by Fortnier to free Boykin, but she can't get it to go. Bree Boykin with the miss. Rebound for Donovan West. Going the other way. Wettstein going end-to-end. She's stopped by a double team. She'll kick it out. And Kyra Johnson to the near side block. And Claire Cole had it stripped away, but a foul. I believe that's going to get Fortnier, who stripped that ball away. He's foul number six, and it will be against Fortnier. Washington County, not a lot of height for this team. They are just player they have. They have a trio of 5'7 players. First free throw on the way and good for Claire Cole. She now has 3 points. Only 5 points in the quarter for Donovan West and zero for Washington County. It was 19-7 after the first. So one more try. It's on the way and good. So the senior Claire Cole goes 2 for 2 from the free throw line. It's 25-7. Donovan West definitely has the advantage in the height department. Avery Weathersby, a couple inches taller than the Tigers' tallest players. A high post catch by Hoover. Kick it out near side wing. Gakel looks on into the corner. And Hoover looks on. Apply pressure from Kyra Johnson. Cody Boykin stopped by pressure. Colster fires away another three. That one too strong this time. Long rebound. Every Boykin, nice dish. Opposite block and lays it in. It's Gakel. Her second field goal of the game. She's the first Tiger with multiple field goal makes. And it's 25-9. She now has 5 points. Cross-court pass corner to corner from Wettstein to Cole. Give it up to Leatherman. Now back to Wettstein. Drives baseline. A whistle and a blocking foul. Looks like it was a pretty good attempt to get a charging call from Jesse Hoover. She slid with the play. She took it, fell back, and unfortunately for her, did not get the call. So that's going to be her first personal, team foul number 7. So 101 free throws coming for Milena Wettstein, the junior guard for D-West. First free throw on the way, no good. All tipped up. Rebound for Washington County with 1:25 left to go, second quarter. Tigers getting their first field goal make of the second quarter, last possession. See if they can continue to get going here. Boykin had her pass deflected by Wettstein, but Wilson gets it back. And now a foul on a reach-in, or I guess a blocking foul. That'll go against Wettstein. That's going to be her second personal foul. First Mustang with multiple personal fouls. Team foul number 5 with 1:09 left to go. 25-9, Donica West. Tigers to inbound. Back underway, Hoover. Cross half-court. Defended by Johnson. Not giving her much of a cushion. Pass to the near side wing. And Bree Boykin drives baseline. Cross-court pass corner to corner. Too high for Tholstra, who cut towards the basket. Trying to save it. She cannot. And it'll go to Donovan West. Tholstra, if she was staying in the corner, she probably wouldn't have been able to make that catch. But got towards the basket. So miscommunication on that pass. 50 seconds left for Donovan West to score. Bounce pass, Edie. Far side short corner. Katie Johnson. Now back to Edie. She had a poke from behind. Nice hands by Hoover to poke it free without fouling. Go back the other way now for the Tigers. 39 seconds left. Wing to wing pass. Tholstrup with a catch on the near side. And on the runner, she's fouled going up. So two free throws coming up for Kirsten Tholstrup, the 5'4 junior guard, the shortest player on the team. All their players ranging from 5'4 to 5'7. That foul will go against Brenna Edie, her first. Team foul number 6. First free throw on the way, and good. Halftime report coming up. Get you caught up on all of the latest action around the TVL tournaments. Look at the TVL standings and talk about the individual stats as well, so be sure to stay tuned for that. On the way, Tholstra off the left side, no good. Rebound for Weathersby. So 1-for-2 for Tholstra. 3 points for Washington County this quarter. 25 seconds left now for the Mustangs. Johnson working against the 2-3 zone of Washington County. Cole drives and kicks to Katie Johnson near side corner on top of the key. Kyra Johnson high post pass to Weathersby and driving to the right. She fell over and good pressure. It's a jump ball. And again, Jesse Hoover making a play on defense. Washington County gets the stop as they get the possession arrow with 13.1 seconds left. There's the inbound. 10 seconds left. Walking it up is Hoover. Now across half court with 7. Bounce pass. Here's Gakel with 5. Linear side wing. Pulling it over her head. 3 seconds. Now having to fire it up with 1 and no good. Too strong from Jesse Hoover. Not a great shot selection to end the half. Just 3 points in the second quarter for Washington County. And they trail Donovan West 25-10. We'll take a break. We'll have our halftime report coming up next here on 92.1 KMZA.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy 4 at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Friends and neighbors, live easier through many financial services provided by the Bendina State Bank. They're your community-minded local bank, delivered to hard work for their friends and neighbors. Financial services provided include checking and savings accounts and loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Depend on your friends at the Bendina State Bank to help secure your future. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Your kitchen's design is something you have to live with every day, so it has to be something that will work for you, look good, and it must be affordable. Lynn and Gail Lears at Hilltop Creations can help. The first step is finding out what you want, how you want it, and how fancy you want it to be based on cost. They can give you a computerized design and a price. Then you decide whether to move on or change the plan. Give them a call today so they can help you get your kitchen working for you. Hilltop Creations in Seneca.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Olson on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
25-10, Donovan West leading Washington County at the half. Jared Slubby back with you in our halftime report, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Take a look at some point totals from the first half. First for the Tigers. Lead the way in scoring, 5 points for Addison Gakel, the 5'7 guard/forward for the Tigers. 2 points apiece for Jesse Hoover and Elda DeSene, and one free throw for Kirsten Polstra. And as for Donovan West, lead the way in scoring is Avery Weathersby, the senior forward. She has 8, also 7 for Kyra Johnson, 4 apiece for Claire Cole and Brenna Eady, and 2 from Melina Weststein. Been a good one here so far. It was Donovan West got to an early lead, and Mustangs defense really stepped up at the end of the first quarter. And in the second quarter, a lot of really good defense from both teams. Only 6 points from Donovan West and only 3 for Washington County. Let's step aside for another break. We'll come back here with our halftime report on 92.1 KMCA.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
3, 2, 1.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley Internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply.
Cookin Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been in business manufacturing high-quality doors and cabinets since 1989. High-quality components and local quality workmanship team up to produce top-quality, long-lasting cabinets and doors. Go to their website, kochnco.com, to find details about all the products they offer. That's kochnco.com. Cookin Company in Seneca and Hiawatha, proud supporters of local athletes, schools, and events.
Save 15 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the Sinclair DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 15 cents off per gallon using your Sinclair card linked to your DinoPay app, or save 5 cents a gallon with any card. Find all the details and start saving at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at onehbank.com.
If you need placement for a member of your family in an adult care setting, consider Oakley Place Adult Care Home in Seneca. This new facility was designed and built from the experience of operating care facilities since 1995. It provides uncompromising care as an alternative to the larger institution-like facilities. A home-like setting and a high staff-to-resident ratio has shown to be a far better living environment that's less confusing, especially for those suffering from dementia. Set up a tour at Oakley Place in Seneca today by calling 785-748-1822.
KMZA.
25-10, our score at the half. Donovan West leading Washington County. Taking a look at what's happened in the tournament so far on the girls' side in terms of the winner's bracket. Day one, Onega falling to Valley Heights to play, take on Hanover. And Hanover was able to win that one to advance to semifinals. And on the other side, we have Clifton Clyde defeating Wetmore, and then Lynn defeating Blue Valley. Those two teams squared off each other on Monday, with Clifton Clyde winning that one. Hanover defeated Clifton Clyde just a few minutes ago, 49-32, to get to the championship. As for the bottom side of the bracket, Axtell falling to Washington County, 50-31, as the 10 seed would advance, and then to upset number two, Frankfort, 50-41, for the right to play in this game here tonight. And as for the other side, Centralia defeating Troy 36-30 for the right to play Donovan West, with the Mustangs, of course, winning that one 50-41 to play in the semifinal game. And as for the boys' side, take a look at our broadcast schedule for tomorrow. We will be carrying the Clifton Clyde Axtell semifinal game at 6 o'clock. And then after that, we'll switch over to the secondary gym and cover Centralia versus Washington County in the Consolation Tournament. And then on Saturday, taking a look at what we're going to be doing there, at 10 a.m. we'll be doing the Onega Axtell girls game. Again, that's 10 a.m. That'll be in the primary gym right here in front of us. And then we'll switch over to the secondary gym for the 11:30 game on the boys' side between Donovan West and Onega. And then a little bit of a break as we have our championships. 6 o'clock for the girls. If the West wins that, we'll be covering that one. And then the boys' championship, if Axtell defeats Clifton Clyde, will cover the boys' championship as well right here on KMZA. But taking a look at that bracket for the boys' side, in terms of the quarterfinal, we'll start the quarterfinal round. Clifton Clyde, the one seed, defeating Valley Heights 70-38. Axtell then defeating Troy 53-35. So those two teams will square off at 6 o'clock tomorrow, as mentioned. And then on the other side, Blue Valley defeating Washington County 58-35, two seed in the tournament, advanced to the semis. And then 6-seed Hanover gets the upset over 3-seed Centralia 43-40. So those two teams will square off at 7:30 tomorrow for the right to play in the championship. I tell you what, Blue Valley, Clifton Clyde certainly look like two teams that are going to be in the upper echelon of this league for the rest of the way. Chance to win the league title. I'm not saying Centralia doesn't have a chance, but they certainly have to play a lot better down the stretch than they did on Monday. All right, we are back underway. Donovan West and Washington County. Mustangs get the ball first, and we are back underway. Inside pass shot up by Kyra Johnson, still good. And a rebound for the for the Tigers. And they'll try to push out of this. Top of the key catch. Hoover signals the play. Looking for a backdoor cut, not going to get it. High post catch, Gakel turns, blocked, but fouled. I believe that's Wettstein with the personal. That'll be big if it is, because I believe that is her third. And it is. So Melina Wettstein picks up her third personal foul. First team foul, of course. with 7:34 left to go, third quarter. First free throw on the way from Gakel. High Archer, no good. Left it short and off the right just a little bit as well. Also, three personal fouls for Allie Boykin as well. She picked up her third foul about a minute and a half left to go in the second quarter. Second one on the way by Gakel is good. So she has six. She leads the team in scoring for Washington County. It's 25-11. Only 3 points in that second quarter for the Tigers. Edie goes to the far side wing. Cole, a smile on her face. Lob down low to Weathersby working from the near side block. Shut up and good. Making that look easy. Got around her defender. She is the first player to 10 points. And that makes it 27-11. High post catch now to the near side wing. Allie Boykin, crossbow pass to her twin sister Bree, and she makes the catch, dribbles to the far side short corner before giving it up to Hoover. Hoover decides to give it to Gakel. Right back to Bree Boykin on the run. Shot up, no good. Going to her left. And a rebound by Kyra Johnson. Senior, get her head up. Give it up to Claire Cole, far side wing, as she gets the play call from head coach Perry Smith. Edie looking inside, trying to find Weathersby. Can't find her, so she'll give it back up to Tyra Johnson, top of the key. Now trying to force it down low. Steal once again by Hoover. And now a jump ball. It'll go to Washington County. She has been so effective on the defensive side of the ball. Jesse Hoover really playing for keeps here tonight. She has 2 points. See if she can get something going offensively. She had a couple opportunities for threes in the first half and weren't able to go. Almost looked like it should have been an offensive foul. And now a turnover as Bree Boykin pushed off her defender and threw it away. Now the ball is loose and Brittany Edie trying to dive on it. Was out of bounds and she was right on top of the ball, kind of fell on it awkwardly. No, they're going to say it's Washington County ball. I'm surprised by that. She was kind of on top of the ball awkwardly. They'll give it to her. A wide open three near side corner. Good! Brittany Edie left her all alone. They've done that a couple times now. She has seven. Now the press is on for Donovan West. Hoover trying to get out of trouble. Pass deflected by Katie Johnson. Stolen away by her sister Kyra. Hands it back to Edie. Behind the back dribble. Looking on. And now a travel is called. And Hoover forced it. Another great defensive play by Jesse Hoover. 32-11. Donovan West leading Washington County. Third quarter. 5:51 remaining. Allie Boykin will bring it up. On the far side. Defended by Brenna Edie. Pass to the low post. Allie Boykin turns over to defender. Shot no good. Offensive rebound blocked from behind by Katie Johnson on the putback attempt from Deceen. Kara Johnson, elegant push. Dribbles to the near side. Stops. Gives it to Claire Cole from the top of the key. One dribble. Gives it back to Kyra. Others B. Work in the inside block. Using the near side block. Pass to the far side for Edie. From the wing. Against this Washington County 2-3 zone. Right back to Edie. High post now low for Weathersby. They give it to her. It's Johnson with the pass on the run. Nice little dump off for Kyra Johnson. She's blocked from behind. And guess who? Hoover with the block. And now it's a jump ball. It'll stay with the Mustangs. She is just flying all over the court. Really impressed with her tonight. She made some nice plays in their quarterfinal match as well. There's a shot on the run getting bumped and going to the line as the shot was no good by Claire Cole, and she'll get a couple free throws. It was 2-for-2 on her last trip from the free throw line back in the second quarter. She has 4 points on the night. As that foul committed by Gakel, her first, team first. First free throw on the way and good. Now a 20-point lead, their largest of the day. Gakel now her last 3 points off of free throws. Got one more. It's on its way, off the back iron, rolling to the left and falling off the left side of the rim, no good. Rebound for Boykin, and Boykin gets tripped up, and I think she's a little bit dinged up. Looks like she was in pain, but she comes up to her feet pretty quickly. It's a blocking foul, I believe. That'll be against Cole, her second. Inbound to the far side block, shot up no good by Allie Boykin, and now Weathersby brings it up. Boykin trying to track her down. She's got to be careful. She has 3 fouls, as mentioned already. Weathersby, crossover dribble, give it to the near side for Cole. Now top of the key for Kyra Johnson. Right back to Cole. Katie Johnson, Weathersby working the inside. Shot up no good off the right side of the rim on the three by Kyra Johnson. Here's the run out for Boykin on the right side, and Bree Boykin is fouled by Brenna Eady on the reach-in. One-on-one on the transition attempt from Washington County. And two free throws coming up for the 5'6 senior guard, Bree Boykin. And that is Edie's second personal foul. First free throw, good. And Boykin with her first point of the evening. Tigers now with 2 points here in the quarter. As for D-West, they've scored six. That one is good. The 2-for-2 at the free throw line for Bree Boykin. It's 31-13. 4.5 minutes left to go, third quarter. Edie gives it near side wing to Cole. Now far side for Johnson. Drives baseline. Nice pass to Weathersby. Shot on the little floater. No good. Gets her a miss. Second try is blocked from behind. Poke free, and Edie has it. And she'll kick it out. Cole thought about the three. Now it goes middle. Stops from the near side elbow. Pass deflected into the backcourt. And Edie has it. Nice pass to Katie Johnson from 30 feet away, and she'll lay it in. Incredible pass by Brenna Eady to Katie Johnson. She has her first basket. Now a turnover the other way. Weathersby with a steal. She'll keep it herself. Now gives up to Cole. Fires away the three. Near side wing, and it's good. Claire Cole with the second three of the quarter for D-West. It's now 36-13. Now a steal from Eady on a pass deflected by Johnson. Johnson on the rebound. It's good. Katie Johnson. Two baskets in the last three possessions. She now has four. It's 38-13. And now kind of just panic mode is now a foul is committed by Claire Cole. Tried to go up for a pass and knocked over Allie Boykin. And that will be her third personal foul. Team foul number four. So Edie and Weathersby will take a break. Looks like Claire Cole is going to go to the bench, but Coach Smith telling her to stay in the game is Leatherman and Wettstein back in the game. Leatherman with her first appearance in this third quarter. Now 3.5 left to go third quarter. Justine, catch near side wing, goes middle, and it looks like he goes almost to travel. Kick it out. Right middle, Hoover on the run, fouled and one! Jesse Hoover making her presence felt on the offensive side of the ball now as she gets the runner to go, plus the foul. And she now has four. How invaluable is her efforts here tonight? Again, just a sophomore for this Tigers team. That free throw is no good, however. Rebound from Kyra Johnson. They're going to love her and down the stretch. Probably going to be one of the best players on the team moving forward. It's a shot no good. Putback no good by Wettstein. And Katie Johnson from right in the middle of the paint gets the third attempt to drop, and she has six in the quarter. And it's 40-15, so the lead has really ballooned. This game's starting to get out of hand with 3:08 left to go in the second quarter. 30-second break here on 92.1 KMZA.
Get a great deal on Licks Premium Filters from Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia. Their big sale kicks off January 23rd. Save up to 72% off Licks filters. And many other ag-related products are on sale, too. So stop in for all ag parts and repairs. And don't forget, Monday, January 23rd, is the kickoff for their big Licks filter sale. At Elmer's Repair and Supply, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist in Centralia, give them a call at 785-857-3248 or go online to elmersrepair.com.
Land Radio.
3:08 left to go here in the third quarter. Jonathan West leading Washington County 40-15. Meanwhile, fourth foul picked up by Claire Cole before the break. Is a shot up from straight away. It's no good. That was by Gakel, and on the rebound, it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Mustangs will stay with the Tigers. Couple substitutions. Weathersby back in the game for D West. And Tholstrup now in the game for Washington County. Here's the inbound for Hoover. And find somebody. Does find Gakel. And she'll get it out of there to the top of the key for Mackenzie Baker, who's in the game for the first time today. Jesse Hoover shot on the run. No good. Rebound Weathersby. She gets it stripped from behind by Hoover. Loose ball picked up by Weathersby. Give it up. Kyra Johnson, pass far side for Brenna Eady. Now 2.5 minutes left to go in the quarter. Nice lob down low to Weathersby, and she finishes it off the glass. She has 12. now 42-15. Hoover brings it up. A couple of screens going downward. Bring up a couple of guards. Gakel pass inside, deflected out of there, and stolen away by Leatherman, who made the deflection. Nice hands by the junior guard for D. West. She'll hand it back to Edie. Sophomore, bounce pass to the senior, Tyra Johnson, looking down low for Weathersby. Now bounce pass back to Leatherman. Dribbles to the baseline, bounce off to Katie Johnson. Entry pass, Weathersby kicks it out. Now look for Tyra Johnson, a nice recovery by Washington County's zone defense. Top of the key, Edie, now near side wing. Tyra Johnson, one dribble, now back to Edie. Top of the key, far side, Leatherman thought about the three. Jab step, back to Edie. Dribbles to the right. Lobbed for Weathersby, near side, and she's fouled from behind by Gakel. Addison Gakel, the 5'7 guard slash forward, picking up her second foul. You could probably call her a small forward. She's only 5'7", but with the lack of height on this team, she's kind of having to play some forward on defense. Offense, she's more on the perimeter. So it kind of just depends on how you look at it. Three ball corner, Brenna Edie, good on the inbound. That's the second time that's happened here in this quarter. She has 10 now. It's 45-15, and lead has ballooned to 30 now. 1:23 left to go, third quarter. A lone game over the air from us tonight. Hanover defeating Clifton Clyde, 49-32. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Long rebound by Solstrip on the miss from Hoover. Solstrip is up a dribble, now in trouble, hands it back to Hoover. So the winner of this game, looking like it's going to be Donovan West. Take on Hanover in the championship game on Saturday at 6 o'clock. As the ball was stripped, it's a jump ball. It'll stay with Washington County with 58.7 seconds left here in the third. Hoover, the inbound, far side corner, lob back to Hoover. Shot up and good from the far side block. And Jesse Hoover now with 6 points on the day. But her efforts have been fantastic on the defensive side of the ball tonight. High score pass, near side. And in the game for D. West is Ava Gladhart. Here's Katie Johnson, pass to Weathersby. Nice dish. Kyra Johnson had it poked free, and it's a foul. Reach in. There wasn't a foul. It would have been an easy layup for Kyra Johnson, and the foul on the floor is going to be against Deceen. That's going to be her second team foul, number 3. 32 seconds left, lob for Weathersby, and shot up's locked by Hoover. Offensive rebound, though, and Kyra Johnson's foul going up. And that one is going to go against Gakel. That is her third. So Ava Gladhart for D. West Jr. First one on the way for Kyra Johnson is good. Gladhart listed as a guard. And Alina Leatherman will check in for Brenna Edie. Second one from Kyra Johnson is good. 2 for 2 from the free throw line. She has 9 now. She had 5 in the opening quarter. Donovan West starting to pull away. The 3 seed playing very well. Have to deal with the length, athleticism that Hanover brings to the table as Hoover gets shut off the glass from straight away to drop. She now has 8. 10 seconds left in the quarter. Top of the key, Kyra Johnson, near side for Gladhart. Fast to the back to the top of the key. Kyra Johnson will try a 3, and it's good with 2 seconds left, and that's how the quarter will come to a close. She has 12. It's 50-19. We'll step aside. We'll come back for the fourth quarter here at 92.1 KMZA.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
50-19, our score as we go to the fourth quarter. Jared Sluppy back with you. Jonathan West on their way to the championship game on Saturday. Our broadcast brought to you by Bendina State Bank, SBS Insurance, Hilltop Creations, and B&D Buildings. Thanks to our fantastic sponsors for making tonight's and this week's broadcast possible. It's Edie. Here's how the D gives it to Cole. And she looks on. Original starting five back in for Donovan West. Weathersby working the post. Weststein kind of inside and out. Now they're going to do a 5-for-5 substitution on the next dead ball. Bounce pass near side corner. Now top of the key for Edie going inside. Weststein turns, shut up, high off the glass, no good. Ball's free. Offensive rebound by Edie. Back to Weststein. She'll try again. That one left short. And it'll finally be pulled down by Hoover. 7:20 left to go. So Leatherman's over there. Katie Johnson, Gladhart as well, and a couple other players to be named here in just a second. See as I see their numbers here. Near side wing on top of the key for Gakel. Going middle is Allie Boykin. Shot on the run, falling to her right, no good. Loose ball on the floor. And a whistle and a jump ball. All right, here's our 5-for-5 substitution. Also in the game for Jonathan West is Brooklyn Rawls. And we also have, as mentioned, Gladhart's back in the game. And Allie Foster, the junior. That's the one that I missed there. All right, here's a nice backdoor cut off the inbound and a lay-in. Good from Bree Boykin. That's her first field goal of the game. She now has 4 points. 25-point third quarter for Donovan West. I mean, just an absolute offensive explosion. Here's a pass that's deflected, stolen away. Turnover to the Tigers. They only had 6 in that second quarter, but they only gave up 3 in that second quarter. Only 9 points total. Little strip kicks it out. Step back 3 on the way by Hoover, a little bit too strong. Long rebound, far side short corner, 15 feet away. Rebound by Katie Johnson. Helen pass to Gladhart, and now Leatherman brings it up. Run by Solstrip. Lob pass to Rawls, shut up with the glass, and good! How about Brooklyn Rawls off the bench, the sophomore? It's now 52-21. Beautiful lob from Leatherman. That was very well executed. And now a travel as Bree Boykin took an extra step. Allie Boykin's been taken out of this game in terms of just her offensive efforts, and actually literally because she's on the bench now, but she had 3 fouls a minute and a half into the second quarter, and she has not really been able to get into any sort of rhythm here tonight. She has been held scoreless. Top of the key, going to work is Emmy Jo Weststein, who's in the game for the first time, checked in that last dead ball, and so is Belle Smith, the freshman. Weststein and Smith are both freshmen, and now a turnover out of bounds. It'll go to Washington County. And we do have a running clock here, 5 minutes left to go. So it will be Hanover and Donovan West. The championship game should be a lot of fun on Saturday, 6 o'clock, right here in the primary gym. Hanover has so much length and athleticism. It's going to be a tough task for Donovan West. It's a 3, it's an offensive rebound. Nice pass to Gakel, and she'll lay it in. Addison Gakel now has 7. I mean, they just have multiple players over 6 foot. Oh, sorry, I was looking at the boys' roster. I was wondering what was going on there. They have a couple girls that are taller than 6 foot. 3 ball on the way, no good from the far side wing. Rally Foster rebound for Donovan West. A lot of experience on that roster, too. There's a reason why they're the number one team in the state. The latest KBCA poll in Class 181. Drive and foul is called as Hoover goes up with 4 minutes now left to go and counting on the clock. Team foul number 6. It's sort of an overall effort. Katie Johnson coming in the game in the third quarter and dominating the post. Fantastic job by her, making 4 threes in that third quarter. As a team, as a first free throw off, no good. 1 from Kyra Johnson, 1 from Claire Cole, and 2 from Brenna Eady. They'll need her to make some threes in order to have a chance at defeating Hanover. Now in the game for Washington County, Mackenzie Baker and Mackenzie Meyer, the 5'6 sophomore, seeing her first action of the game. And that one's no good. Also in the game is Sydney Juniman, 5'7 junior. Offensive rebound off the miss. 52-23 our score. Off the glass, no good. And back to the free throw line goes Hoover. And Perry Smith, head coach for Dr. West, not happy. Your girls aren't boxing out. So these girls going to be the future of this team. Want to see some effort from them as the first free throw is, once again, no good for Hoover. So for Washington County, their run will end here. They will get to play in the third-place game against Clifton Clyde at 4 o'clock on Saturday. As that one rattles out, no good. Rebound down to West. And it was Gladhart who got the rebound. It was a heck of a run for them. They defeated Axtell, the 7th seed, 51-30, and then upset Frankfurt 50-41. Sydney Watt, player for Frankfurt, she was out. One of the big reasons why they were unable to get much going offensively. Now a turnover back to Washington County with 2:25 left to go. Regardless, still a very impressive win from the Tigers to get here to the semifinal round here in front of their home crowd. Jimmy kicks it out. In trouble in the paint. Meyer, pass, shot up by Hoover, and she's fouled again. So she missed her last four free throws, and she's just kind of disappointed in how the night's gone. You can tell in her body language. She's kind of just fed up with everything right now, and I don't blame her. Offense just has not been able to get going. Very good Donovan West defense. Not allowing much, as the first free throw is good from Hoover. And she now has 9 points on the game. I think we have a running clock here. Second one on its way, and that one's off the back iron, no good. Long rebound, finds the hands of Allie Foster, and a jump ball. She can get away from the pressure by the Tigers, but it will be Donovan West basketball. Donovan West 5-1. They are a full game back of the 6-0 Hanover Wildcats in the TVL standing, 7-2 in the regular season for D-West, 9-0 are the Wildcats. As for Clifton Clyde, they pick up their first loss of the regular season today as they fall to 11-1. They're 5-0 in league play. Straight away three off the right side, no good by Emmy Jo Weststein. Long offensive rebound, gets her own miss with 1:04 left to go. Pass stolen away by Juneman. And Juneman trying to get out of some pressure, steps through and gets it across. In the game is Natalia Almendarez. Fortnier gives it top of the key. 50 seconds left in the game now. As Donovan West, as mentioned, is going to be going to the championship game on Saturday against Hanover. Up 52-24. 25-point third quarter from D-West. He got it done inside with Avery Weathersby and made 4 3-pointers in that quarter as well. As Weathersby's day finished with 12 points. Miss from Juneman, rebound for Donovan West, 15 seconds left. Be able to run out the clock here. Well, here's a three, and Emmy Jo Weststein, no good. Offensive rebound, put back, is up and good. And that was Belle Smith, the freshman. And that is your game. Final score, 54-24. Just 4 points in the fourth quarter, it's all he needed. And then get the job done. We'll send it to a break. Come back here on 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Is your future secure? The Bank of Highland is your community-minded bank that accepts the responsibility of helping neighbors and friends live easier through insecure financial times, providing loans for home, auto, and agriculture, as well as standard checking and savings accounts. You can depend on your friends at the Bank of Highland to help secure your financial future. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, making life better right here at home.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS Insurance office to see how we can help.
Let Hilltop Creations help you customize your kitchen or bathroom. Just provide a few details about what you want and you'll be amazed at what you see in the colored pictures of your kitchen or bath. Choose from rustic woods, several accent glazings, and stained colors. Many styles of trash pullouts, mixer lift, china cabinets, glass doors with three different styles of mullions, and many types of glass. For a free estimate, call Lynn and Gail Lears at Hilltop Creations, 785-336-3142. They can help you design your dream kitchen or bath.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Kansaland Radio.
Donovan West defeats Washington County, final score 54-24 back here on 92.1 KMZA. Thanks to all of our amazing sponsors for helping get this broadcast on the air, including M&R Auto Parts, Blue Valley Technologies, Cook & Co., Wanklin Oil Co., Elmer's Repair, First National Bank of Frankfort, Highland Community College, Bendina State Bank, SBS Insurance, and Hilltop Creations, as well as BND Buildings. Let's get to our point totals from tonight's contest. First for Washington County, leading the way for the Tigers with 9 points was Jessie Hoover, and what a game she had on the defensive side of the ball as well. Also 8 points for Addison Gakel, 4 points for Bree Boykin, 2 for Ella Dessine, and 1 free throw for Kielsen Tholstra. As for Donovan West, they are led by Avery Weathersby and Kyra Johnson with 12 points apiece. Also 10 points for Brenna Eady, 8 points for Claire Cole, 6 from Katie Johnson, all in the third quarter, and 2 points apiece from Elena Wettstein. And how about players coming off the bench at the end of the game, including Brooklyn Rawls, and also at the end of the game, seeing that final basket of the contest was Belle Smith, the freshman. She got that final basket. So again, 54-24 was our final score, and it will be Donovan West and Hanover at 6 o'clock Saturday with your championship game. Be sure to check that one out. That will be right here on 92.1 KMZA. Let's step aside for another break, and we'll assign our player of the game for tonight here on 92.1 KMZA.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings, or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals, whether that is buying a house,
car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Back one last time. Final score 54-24. Donovan West defeating Washington County. Now time to assign our player of the game or player to bank on from Farmers State Bank. And tonight, both Avery Weathersby and Kyra Johnson both scored 12 points, but I'm going to give it to Avery Weathersby. Her ability to dominate in the paint was just unprecedented, and they're going to need a lot of that if they're able to defeat Hanover on Saturday. And taking a look at our schedule for our broadcast tomorrow, we will have a pair of games. We have Clifton Clyde and Axtell on the boys' side in a semifinal championship bracket game. Again, 6 o'clock for that one, estimated starting time. If we're going to start on time for that one, I think we should be able to get close to that at least. And we were tonight. We were right on time tonight, which is fantastic. And then also, after that game is through, we'll be broadcasting in the secondary gym, the Centralia-Washington County boys' game as well, as that one is in the consolation bracket. Again, that's around 7:30. And then on Saturday, we start off our broadcast at 10 a.m., and that will be a girls' game, a consolation game between Onega and Axtell. And then we'll switch over to the secondary gym again at 11:30 for a consolation game on the boys' side between Donovan West and Onega. And then we will be broadcasting the girls' championship game between Hanover and Donovan West at 6 o'clock back here in the primary gym. And if Axtell defeats Clifton Clyde, we'll be broadcasting the boys' championship game at 7:30. So be sure to stay tuned for that as well. Once again, 54-24, your final score here from Washington County. Until tomorrow, I'm Jared Sluppy, Kirk Hillman, killing it back in the studio. Appreciate all of our sponsors again for making tonight's broadcast possible here on 92.1 KMZA.